I'm Ryder Idel. I'm number 18, and I played right wing on the Olds Grizzlies.
Ryder, your great rookie season continues here with your hometown AJHL club. As you continue to put up points here, how have you continued to find ways to contribute, in your first year in a new league?
Yeah, I just play my game. I just go out, play my game every night. And honestly, like, when I'm playing my best, I'm just playing two ways, just simple hockey, and everything just comes to me if I just do those things. So,
yeah, and you and Jordan St. Louis have had nice chemistry here all season long. When two guys, get a chance to play together and find a way to, kind of feel where each other is going to be on the ice, how does that develop and how do you guys keep that going?
Oh, yeah, Jordan's just awesome to play, too. He's again, really young, 09, and I'm going to miss him next year if he goes to Portland. But, like, him, even David Hoy I connect with, too. It's just once you kind of find that chemistry with another player, It just makes hockey so much more easy.
You bet. And as you guys continue here on the season, you've been named one of the alternate captains here. What's that mean to you to have a letter on your jersey now?
Oh, like for the first year too, for me coming here, it just means a lot. It means like I respect it from the guys in the group, from the coaches recognizing it. It just means a lot, and I'm very honored to do that.
You went 3-4-1 on the longest road trip of the season there. How did you guys grade your performance overall on the month-long journey?
Yeah, I mean, we just like, obviously the playoffs is going to be a stretch, and honestly, maybe we're not looking at that right now. We have a super young team. Everyone's eligible to come back next year, so right now we're just looking, let's just win 50 games. Let's just try to go 500 to end the season and try to push for a good team next year.
You bet. You will have six of your, final 9 or 10 games here on home ice, so how do you turn that into a positive here now going forward?
Yeah, it's just honestly everything's trying to be done for next year. We're trying to get as much fans for this Friday game. We've been volunteering at schools. We're going houses to houses, so we're just trying to do as much as we can to set ourselves for a good next year.
How have you learned from the coaching staff this season? What's something that, you think they've helped you, accelerate in your development?
I played with Tyson since I was 15, and U15, I had Tyson as my coach. So I obviously knew Tyson coming in, but Tyson's just a hardworking coach. He just wants everyone working hard. And if you're just doing that, then you're going to get opportunity. But even Dylan, too, I didn't know Dylan before coming in. And with NHL experience, it's always nice to learn and try to, learn and adapt from things he's done. So it's just really important to listen to what he's saying, and I've learned a lot from him as well.
You bet. And where do you hope your career takes you? Obviously you're finishing this year here in Olds. What are your hopes for next season?
Next season I really want to come back next year. I want to play in my hometown. I really want to have a good year next year with the Grizzlies, and I hope we can make a playoff run, and I hope we can be good next year too.
Excellent. We'll keep her going. Ryder, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.